Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You can be confident that Carrie and Tommy are about to make your drive home way more fun. On the road, you can go with confidence thanks to Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Because just like Carrie and Tommy, tyres and car servicing go together. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, rocking through it for you. Thursday afternoon.
I want to give a shout out straight away to this mum who went online to explain how she gets some sneaky little time away from her hubby and kids. Oh, yep. She says she tells her husband she needs to go food shopping without the kids. He doesn't want to come. He gets taking them's a pain because they take all the food and they want to buy all the food. So she goes, she books a click and collect, she picks it up and then goes to the coffee shop for an hour.
Very well,
well
that
done.
Is genius.
Well done.
My mate.
Genius.
My mate, to get away from his family, he just, should I say this? Well, he's told his wife that he's got his guts as he's gotten older. It's taking him longer. His bowel movements are taking longer.
In the toilet.
And so he just goes and sits in the toilet. He said it takes exactly the same time.
Men have been doing that for years.
He sits in there for half an hour.
Yeah.
I just think getting to the point where you think your missus is thinking you're taking half an hour dumps.
She'll be booking you in for an appointment. Yeah. Hey, big show. We're serving up some cash later
yes,
on.
Yes, we are. But up next, I've got a question for everyone, but particularly the cookers out there. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Shawn Mendes, if I can't have you for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and I want to talk cooking because, as you know, because I really took a shining to it during COVID. Thank God that's over and it doesn't exist in the world anymore. Anyway, I am one of my favourite foods in the world I've never cooked. I'm still really enjoying cooking. I love making pastas.
Oh, did you see there's a new pasta sauce that's the vodka pasta?
Oh,
I think it's like Heinz and Absolut Vodka have done it together.
What?
Yeah,
but you know, like vodka
evaporates. And
no,
you can't taste it.
No, no, like as in vodka pasta was the anyway. I don't. This will sound catty, but vodka rigatoni was like the hot thing about 4 years ago, Carrie.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
I'm just saying, if you're going to join me in the kitchen, let's keep up.
Absolute Vodka and Heinz are 4 years behind.
Yes.
But they're saving you having to buy two different things and it's now in a pasta sauce.
As if you don't just drink the vodka anyway. Half the joy of that is just drinking vodka while you make
it
pasta,
never
isn't it?
It tastes like the vodka anyway because it evaporates and it doesn't taste
no,
like it.
No, it doesn't taste like the vodka when you're making it because
no,
you've drunk it all.
Anyway.
That's why.
So you're back in the
kitchen.
That's why
your bolognese never
has
red wine in it either. Just chugging at the bottle.
I used to love it as a kid when my mum would put in the red wine into the bolognese sauce because I was like, oh, we're going to get a bit drunk tonight. It was only when I grew up that I realised that it evaporates. Yeah.
So croissants are one of my favourite foods. And I thought...
Croissant, as my mum says,
without
the S.
How do I never actually know how to say it.
I don't know. I tell her to add the S. I'm like, mum, can you just...
Croissant. Croissant?
Do you say the S?
Croissant.
So you don't say croissants.
No, not at the end.
No, she says croissant.
Hey, this is... Oh, croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Without the tea, that's what I'm
saying. Je voudrais un croissant avec
le
beurre.
Oh, what's that?
French.
No, I know it's French, but what are you saying?
Oh, I want a croissant with butter.
Oh, no, isn't the croissant all butter?
But I wanted more butter.
We know.
Because I'm a butter boy. I'm a fat little butter boy. And then I looked up how to make croissants. Do you know how long it takes?
Yes, a long time. That's why they're so amazing and why the French take forever to make them.
So it says this takes, this recipe, it's 11 ingredients, 13 hours, right? But then it says there's resting time between most steps and a lot of the time it's hands off to help develop the layers better. That's why I call making croissants a project. Do it over a couple of days.
Yeah, but it's like an art form in France.
But also then, how are croissants like $5? Like, how
like
are they not like $100?
So yes.
Because it took someone 3 days to make them.
It's like when I went through a phase where I thought it'd be fun to make hot cross buns. Ugh.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
why? Just buy so them.
I feel like that about bread when people make their own bread.
We went through a bread maker phase at home.
How long did that last?
Oh, like ages. My mum, I think
because
she bought the machine, she was determined to make sure we got use out of
it. Isn't that? I love doing things even though you're hating it, but you're determined
the
to get the value
so
out.
Thick.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, because they just want to get rid of their rock hard loaf of
and I'd always get
misery.
Stuck with the end.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, here's 13:10:60. Firstly, how do you say croissant?
Well, it's not that.
Croissant.
How do you say it? Croissant.
I reckon that's what I say.
Yes,
croissant.
But obviously that's not the correct way to say it.
What do you mean? Isn't it?
It's French.
Yeah, but we don't. We can't do that thing that my dad does at restaurants where he bungs on an accent for the one.
I remember there was always a Chile. Do people Chile. Say Chile or Chile?
Chile.
No, but some people say Chile.
Chile is a place.
That's hey, what I'm talking about, it, the place.
I thought you meant you were at the restaurant asking, hey, is the curry very Chile? How much Chile do you put
I'm
in the curry?
I'm heading outside, I might need a Coke because it's a bit Chile.
Have you got a jumbo? It's a little on the Chile side over here. 13:10:60, how do you say the word for the delicious thing we're talking about? And do you make your own? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, that is Crazy in Love for your Thursday afternoon. Thank You or No Thank You is coming up next.
Ooh, controversial, but now we're talking croissant or croissant or
the delicious
croissant
little rolls of pastry.
That turned me into buttery. A fat little butter ball.
Is there butter between each layer?
I think the whole thing's butter, isn't it?
Yeah, but pastry, butter. Like, do they put a little cube of butter between each one?
Don't know. Because I.
13 hours. No, yeah, was it 13 hours?
The actual recipe takes 13 hours, but then they said it's better if you actually make them over 3 days. And because I was thinking about having a go at making one of my favourite snacks.
Imagine if
thought,
you plan
no.
to do it for like brunch, get everybody around. Oh. You start at 10, go, I'll just put them on now for 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, and you know how long. You know how long my cooking takes anyway.
Oh, my
anyway.
God. Remember when we
3 days
that
for me.
Pizza dinner and we all sat around going, will we eat at any point soon?
No. I'll need another. Oh, yeah. 3 days for me is
a
8 days.
Okay. 27 layers of butter.
Is that all?
A classic French croissant has 55 layers and it has 27 layers of butter.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Do you want to know something? Hang on. So I had three the other day.
In a row?
When I went flying, I had two. And then because we had a long flight and it was hot and sweaty in the plane. And so then when I landed.
Something real buttery.
And yeah. So I landed and I treated myself to a third croissant. So that means I had 150 layers of butter.
Your little butter ball.
G'day, Katie.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Is it, how do I, am I saying croissant wrong?
I think you're saying it right.
Okay, good, good. Have you got a similar problem?
Well, I actually just can't speak full stop, so I actually can't say the word bachelorette.
Bachelorette?
Oh, bachelorette.
So you
so
say
I
it
say
again?
Bachelorette. Bachelorette.
Oh,
Katie, my friend
this.
Can't say ambulance. Well, ambulance is what she's trying to say, but she's a grown-up and she calls it an ambulance.
When I go to McDonald's, I order a Coke No Zero. My partner always teases me, so I'm just one of those whack people.
I love it. We should bring it back. We did a segment once, What Words Can't You Say? Yes, and it's very fun because people ring in and then
can't
say
it.
Katie,
yeah.
Can you just give it to us one more time?
Bachelorette.
You're the best, Katie. Thank you.
What about Ellen? Hey, Ellen.
Hi.
What part of the world are you from, Ellen?
I'm from France.
Oh my gosh,
this is who
Ellen.
You need to speak to.
How do you say croissant?
All right, so the first two letters are the hardest one. You say croissant.
Can I give it a go, Ellen? Here we go.
Yes.
Croissant.
Excellent.
Oh, Carrie, have a go.
But I feel like have would you croissant?
But
obviously you don't
Ellen,
say it like that. You put it in a sentence.
Go,
you wouldn't go,
go
do you want to go get a croissant?
No, that sounds weird. Yeah.
Oh, Ellen, your accent is heaven. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Ellen, before you go, have you ever made a croissant?
No, never. I think it's way too hard.
Are you surprised?
Too difficult, like any French, really. Oh. French people are very complicated. The croissant is complicated.
Très, très difficile, non?
Très difficile, oui.
Oui.
Excellent French.
Oh, merci. Beaucoup.
Yeah.
Just maxed out your, what you can
no,
do
no,
there?
No, I've got heaps.
Do you? Yeah, great. Well, why don't you try with Heather?
Okay, sure. Heather, can you speak French?
Well, I sort of could in my year 12. It was the only subject I passed, but then I got to France and I couldn't even make myself understood to get a bath. They kept on handing me a loaf of bread.
And what did you want?
A bath.
A bath?
Yeah.
Like to get clean?
Yes.
And they hand you bread?
Because, well, one's bang, the other's pan.
Yeah, pan, bang. Yeah.
Oh, like, you know.
I know that. I do. I even know how to spell both of them. Pan is P-A-I-N and Bane has an E on the end of it. Isn't that right, Heather?
No, it's not.
Carrie and Tommy.
Lewis Capaldi. That is Forget Me for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
One of my favourite people in the world at the moment.
So good.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
What was he talking about with his Tourette's? Something happened on stage or something?
Oh, he just, it was just, I don't know what the word is for affecting him quite a lot.
Was it the first time it had happened in a concert?
No, I think he ticks quite often.
Right.
Yeah, but then the crowd joined in and sang for him.
Oh, how beautiful.
But he's just, his videos are so funny. His voice is amazing. He just seems like an absolute sweetheart.
Should we say a big thank you to Lewis Capaldi?
That's great. Up next, of course, we are doing thank you or no thank you. And I've actually got one for the sisterhood.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Lizzo and SZA, that is special for your Thursday afternoon.
It'll be special when Lizzo joins us on the show tomorrow.
Ooh, yes. But right now...
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
That makes me so cross.
When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
I've got a thank you and a no thank you.
Oh, so do I.
It's about the same thing.
Great.
So I want to say a big no thank you to subscriptions, to app subscriptions that roll over.
Oh my gosh. I've got one that I haven't cancelled for... ever.
Well, I've got a Thomas the Tank Engine game one, which I'm assuming was perhaps from Ollie because I don't get around watching doing Thomas the Tank Engine games. And I didn't realise I've been paying a monthly subscription, I reckon, for close to a decade.
What's he, 16 now? Because I've got the same. Mine's a yoga one.
Oh.
And you know how often I do yoga. I signed up in lockdown and did yoga once and then I found out the other day, I'm still paying.
Well, Sammy was saying, our producer, that he sometimes when he gets drunk, he signs up to the premium of Hinge. Is that right, Sammy?
Yeah, this is past tense, so this is in my former life.
Sorry,
yeah.
Former life.
Yeah.
Not right now. You signed up to Hinge and then the next day you realise you paid $300 for premium subscription.
Is that what it is, Sammy?
Yeah, it's
you can swipe as many times as you want, apparently. Platinum. But then what do you say when you realise you've stuffed up?
You can ask for a refund and they ask for a reason. I just say my child accidentally purchased it. Got my money back every time.
Very good.
But the reason I want to say a thank you is there is a new app out, Athlo, and this is not an ad, but I just read about it today, where you can actually let other people rent out your gym membership. So you know how often you get a gym membership and then you don't use it or you go through periods where, you're just not training. Just other people use it and they pay you to use it.
Surely that's... The gyms aren't happy about that.
I don't know. I haven't got a quote from them here. I've got a quote from Athlo saying how amazing it is.
We've been doing an old school version of that for years because our gym is just a band that you wear around your wrist.
Oh, you just share the band around.
You just pass the band to the next person. It's very easy.
Web guy Eli, what have you got for us?
Yeah, I want to say a massive no thank you to this scenario. So, you know when you go into a bathroom and there might be like 7 cubicles? So you jump into the first one and then the next person who follows through goes straight to the second one right beside you. And it's like, you could have picked any and we could have had a gap. And now you're next to me. So no thank you to cubicle
to being crammed in the
closed
cubio.
People.
How long have you been holding on to that poo?
No, because he's on the shakes at the moment. He hasn't been pooing.
You have been moving around in your chair a lot.
No thank you to you, Tommy, for outing me on national radio.
How long? Hours are you getting gut pain?
Since Sunday.
Is it worth it? I don't think so. A no thank you to the shake diet.
Yeah.
You don't need to be doing the shake diet.
Yeah. Or at least
thank you, Gary.
I had a bathroom one as well because it was a there was a lineup at the airport on the weekend. There was a lineup, and I asked, I said, is this a line for the bathroom? And then I realized quickly, 10 women turned to me and said, not for you, sunshine. And I was like, oh, of course, sorry. And then I walked past them all to go into the men's.
Straight into the bathroom.
Just a big no thank you to making women's bathroom the same size as the men. Why is it taking so long? But I also want to do a no thank you to only having unisex bathrooms. Because I think having a unisex option is fine. But if you are a nightclub or a bar and you only have unisex bathrooms, if I need to crap, I'm going home. I am. I can't risk it. Both me and Eli, we're holding on.
But not in the cubicle next to each other.
They should separate the cubicles out.
Oh, my God. Yes, a gap.
No, because they're trying to maximise the space.
No, but they can put mini urinals in between.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. 13,
we're changing
10,
the game. Also, can I do a quick thank you?
Yep.
I would like to do a thank you to they have at the urinals often, like at big sporting events and stuff, they will have a kid one that's lower down. And if it's empty, I use that and pretend I'm a giant. And I would like to say a big thank you to the little kid urinal.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel now. Thank you or no thank you. 13 10 60. Thank you with an F, obviously. Call us now.
Carrie and Tommy.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, can't hold us for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy, and guys, I've got a brand new game for the show.
Ooh, Jesse, this is exciting. How many people were involved in the brains trust to make the game?
Just one.
Just you.
This genius.
Oh, my God.
So strap yourselves in, guys. We are famous for all the visual content that we do on this radio show.
Yes.
And so I'm sure our listeners will be very good at this game, but I want to see how good you guys are at this game. I'm going to play you some audio from a video. I want you to tell me what's happening in this video.
Yo, look at this. Yeah. It's coming, bro. It's coming. Yeah, pull it. Oh, shit. This is so close, man. Watch out. Man, bro.
So my guess would be it's a fishing video, and then as they are bringing the fish in, either a shark or a croc or something
or alligator comes
and takes their fish.
Oh, there is no fish, but you are on the right track. Something happened with a croc.
Were they trying to do something with the croc, or they were doing something else and the croc came into the picture?
Well, it didn't just come into the picture.
Did it come up on the boat?
Have a watch of the video I've just popped in the group.
It's reminding
there
me, do you remember that when those two blokes caught the barramundi and then the croc was trying to get it and they're going, run, Davo, run! And the croc's chasing them.
Okay, so what we're watching now is two guys. What's that? Is that a bird? What is that flapping along? There's a fish. That's their fish. So they were fishing.
This is a fishing video.
This is a fishing video.
This is exactly a fishing video.
And then a croc comes. And then the croc comes along, and what does he do? He tries to eat the fish, and then he turns around. Won't. Oh, my God. And he goes right for the guy.
Hang on, I haven't seen
it. Oh, my God.
Yet.
Oh! You're watching it on delay.
Oh, my gosh.
But then he's still back in the water so that the guy won't win.
Oh, my God. Well, I think he ends up in the boat after a little while. That's why you hear quite a lot of swearing.
He's back
end.
In the water. I think the man beat the croc. Have you watched this video, Jesse? This is a terrible game.
Do you remember when you said there was no fishing?
This was a video of guys fishing.
I said no fish.
There's a fish on top getting pulled along.
Oh, guys, too much research.
Don't let him do the games anymore, guys.
I think it was precisely what we guessed.
Yeah.
Oh, so congratulations.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And with Bridgestone Select Tire and Auto, you can go with confidence.
They'll send you a 60-second video showing you exactly what they're doing to their car for transparency. Because do you think it means mechanics are putting a bit more attention into their appearance?
When they're filming the 60-second video.
Because they're filming, they've suddenly
they're
got these rings.
They're degreasing their overalls.
And they've got ring lights, like those Kardashian lights around their phones.
Speaking of going with confidence, the story I have up next for you, this man went into a pub crawl with extreme confidence, but he walked out missing something. What was he missing? I'll tell you next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Metro Boopin' the weekend and 21 Savage. That is creeping for your Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I want to tell you about what happened to a Leicester man.
Leicester man?
Can we go to Leicester? What have we got
news-wise? Leicester man.
Yeah.
Where is Leicester?
Bit of God Save the Queen or something like that? Oh, is it God Save the King now?
Yeah. Has he been coronated? Not yet. May 6th. You know that date off the top of your head? Oh, it's your birthday. I was going to say, who knows the coronation date other than him? No one else wants to come. Okay, so this guy went on a 9-hour pub crawl. He returned to his hometown in Southend, Essex, and he wanted to take his dead dad on some pleasure rides. So there's some
pleasure rides is the wrong choice of words.
Well, that's what he said. There's some roller coasters in town, and he thought that's what dad.
So he went on the pub crawl and then to the roller coaster.
No, so part of it was like during the day we'll hit some roller coasters and we'll go from pub to pub to pub, and I'll take dad's ashes with me on the ride because dad's fun, and that's what he would have wanted. He said he had a good sense of humour, and he said, I just wanted to do something to pay tribute to him. the idea was to take him to the beach, go on some bumper cars, get an ice cream, you know, the stereotypical thing you do. No.
Just and imagine he said, him dipping in ice cream into some ash.
But he ended up bumping into some friends and he got drunk along the seafront. So there we go. His plan obviously wasn't to do 9 pubs or a 9-hour pub crawl, but that's what happened. Anyway, as the pub crawl went on, he got drunker, as you do, and he had a bag with him carrying the ashes, a Tesco bag, and he left his Tesco shopping bag at one of the pubs.
Do you reckon it was just ashes in a Tesco bag?
No, he said it was a wooden casket.
Okay.
Yeah. And he said he got home and he'd had 6 tins of Stella and 5 pints of lager. That's what he told his stepmom, who was
so
furious.
It's double that.
Do you think?
No, absolutely. Yeah. You never tell anyone, particularly not doctors or your family, how much you're actually drinking.
Well, his stepmom was furious and said, I told you you shouldn't have taken dad on the pub crawl. And he went back to scour every pub with his friends and he couldn't find it, and someone had taken the bag with the ashes in it. So now he's trying to find his dead dad.
Oh, yeah. You know one of my favourites.
He said he's been holding on to them for 12 years.
Oh, I mean, it's about time he let go. But you know, one of my favorite videos is when they unleash ashes, like people want them thrown off a cliff and stuff,
and then
it blows
back
straight in their face.
Yes.
Hey, I saw this is just a sweet story from the weekend in the AFL code of the footballs. The Dacos boys went out when they
Peter Dacos?
These are the sons.
Right.
Josh and Nick.
So Peter was a former older player.
Legend. Right. And they went out onto the ground, and I didn't know what they were doing at the time, but they took their boots off, and then they took their inner sole out from the boots, and they removed something, and they gave it a kiss, and then rubbed it into the turf. The MCG, and it was their grandfather's ashes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it very
that's
sweet?
That's not Peter Dacos, though. Not his ashes.
No.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Right. But I'm keen to know on 131060 what happened to the ashes, because people do crazy things. They take them on adventures all over the world. Sometimes.
Do they?
People do, yeah, because they want to go back to their parents' birthplace or something like that. But sometimes things go a bit awry.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm interested to hear. 131060, what happened to the ashes?
Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles,
Watermelon Sugar.
Your Thursday arm, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Ashes are sometimes spread high up the mountaintop.
Yes. Or in the ocean.
Or they get lost at the pub, like what happened to a Leicester man who went to return to his hometown in Essex, and he wanted to take his dad Stephen's ashes on a final farewell trip. They were going to go ride the roller coasters, go on the bumper cars, as you do, get some ice cream. And then he bumped into some friends and they accidentally ended up on a pub crawl for 9 hours, and he doesn't know where he put the Tesco bag with his dad's ashes in it. So he's put out a call on TikTok, help me find my dad. Bridget, what happened when you took the ashes to scatter them?
It wasn't actually me, it was my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandparents are originally born in Germany, and it was my grandfather's wish to be laid to rest where they left Germany and where they arrived in Australia. So as a family, we did the Australian ceremony and sort of let their ashes to rest in Australia. But then my uncle, my mum and my grandmother were making the trip over to Germany as like a sort of final hurrah.
Yeah.
And it's actually illegal to have ashes. I don't know if it's on a plane or overseas.
Oh,
but it was my grandfather's wish, and my uncle took it upon himself to be the one to sort of smuggle the ashes back to Germany. And then they obviously went to the port where the ship obviously would have taken off from Germany.
Yes. How do you smuggle them?
I think he just had them in a coat pocket and then no one ever asked.
It's not something that they would test for.
No, I'm not imagining like how you smuggle drugs. I'm just saying like it's usually in an urn. It's a hard thing to like hide.
Sorry, Bridget. Carrie is a known drug smuggler.
Jesse, what happened to your family? Like you had some funny story.
Oh, yeah, grandpa.
Hang on. Have we got to the end? Bridget, what happened
I think
in
that
the
was
end?
The story.
Oh, was that the end, Bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well told. Thank you.
When Grandpa passed away, we did a family weekend to back to where the farm was, where they'd all grown up, all the kids, and we were going to put him in the cemetery and have his ashes stay there. But then one of the relatives said, oh, we'd like to have a little bit of the ashes to take home and keep in the house. Mm. And they didn't have anything to put him in, so they put a bit of the ashes in a Vegemite jar because that was the only thing that they could clean out.
With Vegemite in it?
No, it was a clean Vegemite jar.
So they just carried.
There was a robust discussion in the kitchen of, you are not putting my father in a Vegemite jar.
Janine, what happened?
Oh, we were having our goodbye to our dad up in the mountains and we were all gathered around and my little nephew had his turn and he decided to stick his finger in and taste it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Janine.
And then my brother was hassling me saying, stop doing it for so long. Aren't we all have to have a turn of, you know, doing the ashes? And then the next thing, he had his turn. I said, oh, there's plenty there. And he had his turn and a big gust of wind came up and blew the ashes all over him and he was just covered in my dad's ashes.
Did his, I mean, it's weird to ask, did his nephew say like what it tasted like or anything?
No, he was too little and we all just sort of looked at him like, oh my God, you know, what have you done?
It would have been better if it was in a Vegemite jar then.
Yes, it would have tasted better. Yes. Yeah, should we go to Ash? Funny. Ash, what's your ashes story?
I know that sounds a bit funny, doesn't it? So my family is Welsh. My great-grandpa was sent back across to Swansea. He was in the Navy to be scattered, you know, quite beautiful. Yeah. When my great-grand passed, we'd hoped to take her up to the Cotter and scatter her there. We had a lot of memories. But through COVID and that, it was just a bit tricky. So we'd also spent a fair bit of time at Pine Island. And we went down to Pine Island and there's this tree there. And if you have a look at it, it looks like it's got two saggy boobs and a nice big belly. And she was 97 when she passed. And so it was very much the boob tree. And we scattered her under the boob tree at Pine Island. And she's still there.
I've heard of under boob sweat before, but under boob ashes is new.
Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Smith and Calvin Harris. I'm not here to make friends for your Thursday afternoon.
Hurtful
joke. Well, you'll make some friends a bit later when you serve up some cash.
Oh, yeah. All thanks to play.tennis.com.au.
Actually, you might unmake some friends as well because you don't give everyone the cash.
Oh, it's getting confusing whether I'm making friends or not making friends, isn't it? Either way,
to eat popcorn. No,
we're serving up cash. Very soon, stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran, Celestial for your Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy, and guys, it's time to learn about words.
Yeah! Carrie and Tommy talk etymology.
Etymology, yeah!
It's a really cool segment, you'll just have to trust me.
It's about where words come from, yeah!
That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see.
Yeah!
Have we ever done Up the Duff on this?
No.
Oh, well, mark it in our diaries.
Well, I wonder where that does come from.
Yeah.
The Duff. Maybe the Duff's short for something.
Or maybe it's just slang for
a womb. No, because it's not derogatory, up the Duff.
Hillary Duff?
Oh, it could be up the Hillary. who is presenting this today? Because I see a lot of people near a lot of microphones. Eli, our web guy, also known as our ethnic correspondent. Please give us it.
Sammy, out in the studio. Can you also find up the Duff for us? Etymology of up the Duff?
Yeah, I'll be ready by the time. I can't wait another week.
And just see why further our own ear pleasure.
Daramos alata.
Thank you.
It's a big sigh.
So good. It just gives me joy, bro.
So yesterday when Carrie was leaving, she referenced Nick of Time and I was like, hey, that's an interesting etymology. Where does that come from?
Yes.
Now, do you want the answer or do you want
to
have a guess?
We'll chat about it first. Okay. That's how the segment works. Otherwise, it's a short segment.
Well, I think it will be a famous person called Nick.
Oh, you do you reckon? And they broke the 100 metres in amount of time or something.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it's like you've got to steal, like you steal something before someone comes back. You nick something.
Oh, getting nicked is getting arrested.
Oh, yeah.
And then
maybe the New York Knicks hit the game-winning shot.
Awful suggestion, Jesse.
Okay.
No, it's not bad.
How long ago did they refer to you as nicking something?
Well, do you want me to tell you when that word dates back to?
Yes. Great.
To the 1500s.
Mm.
That's helpful.
I think that was just before the New York Knicks came along.
I don't think the people were called Nick then. I think they were more like...
Well, Nicholas and stuff. Wasn't that a religious
Nicholas?
Kind of...
Yes.
Yeah?
Is Nicholas a saint?
Saint Nicholas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. It's actually a real term. Nick,
what do you mean it's a real term? It's a real term.
So Nick wasn't like it wasn't like a slang word or anything that they used. Nick was actually a word within the English dictionary, which meant the critical moment. And that word has just now become obsolete.
Nick, is it Latin?
I don't have the origin.
So the critical moment
for the
time.
Origin of the word segment, you don't have the
no,
origin.
Because remember, we're just doing origin of phrases.
That's right.
Not words.
That is correct. Yes.
We're not doing conventional etymology.
Did that excite you?
No, it's so boring.
It's a bit like.
So I thought this might happen. Which is why I thought I'm going to follow up with a few other words that are obsolete from our English language.
Okay. Thank you.
Have we got an opener for it?
All right. This term, crapulous. What do you think crapulous means?
Oh, I crapulous my pants.
Crapulous. Is it
you're not entirely wrong.
Oh, is it doing a carry? Is it blowing about both ends?
Is it a nappy or a pair of underpants or something?
No, it's about the process prior to crapping.
Farting.
Oh. No, it's too.
Carrie's reviewing far too much. you can hear the train coming out. out the tunnel.
The word crapulous first appeared in print in the 1530s, and it means to feel ill after eating or drinking too much.
Oh my God. Oh, that we is all feel that. Crapulous. Yes. You do feel crapulous. Yes. That's a great word.
What about this one? Luntin. What do you think luntin means?
Yeah.
Luntin.
Oh, when you feel crapulous, sometimes. You end up munting.
This one also dates back to the 1500s.
Munting.
And
what does that mean?
Spewing.
Oh, yeah. Lunting.
Yeah.
Lunting. So it dates back to the
1500s. Have you had a good lunt in a while?
No, remember I don't spew. That's why it comes out the other end.
True, neither.
This one dates back to the 1500s and it requires an object which is also not really something that we use anymore.
A lunton, something to do with writing with a pen, fountain pen.
No, but good thinking.
Oh, Tommy has the modern version of this.
Do you know what this is?
Actually, I know what this one is.
Carrie might. She has the class version.
I have the what? What's funny? So
lunton is walking whilst with a pipe.
Oh, Biggers is a lunter from way back.
How have we gone with crapulous?
We've got it.
Okay, hold on. You give it to us up next, yeah?
Yeah, I can stick around.
Carrie and Tommy.
J-Lo, love don't cost a thing. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday,
Alvo. J-Lo, love don't cost a thing.
Listen, Dal, you can get it for free. Love. I mean, not in the... Anyway, let's talk about up the duff.
Up the duff. We were doing the etymology of where the phrase up the duff comes from. How'd you go, Sammy?
Which is for free, yes.
Is it?
Well, it ends up costing you a lot of money.
$250,000 per kid, though.
But I mean, the act generally is.
Sammy.
For free.
So up the duff is a slang term.
Yep.
Obviously used to refer to someone who is pregnant.
Yep, we're aware of that.
Good one, Sammy. Solid start.
Just trying to keep this break going. It's not entirely clear where it comes from, but there are a couple of theories.
Hang on, before you go on, are any of the theories entertaining?
Yes, I find them both entertaining.
Okay, well,
we've got to serve up some cash. Can you hurry up?
One involves Yiddish, but I'll come to that in a sec. So one theory is that duff is a corruption of the word dough. So up the duff kind of means up the dough, which references a
bun in the oven.
A bun in the oven, yes.
Yes.
Oh.
That's good. Yes, hey, Sammy, like that's good. Do you think you should quit while you're ahead?
I want to get to the Yiddish
one. Okay, sure.
I haven't read it yet, but here we go.
Okay.
Duff is derived from the Yiddish word doff, which means covered or stuffed. In this context, up the duff would mean up the stuffed.
So what is full. Stuffed up the You've stuffed your stuff up the duff.
Good.
Let's give away some cash.
Carrie and Tommy are serving up big cash.
Curios to your Kokonakis and release the player within. Hire a tennis court today at play.tennis.com.au. No membership, no worries.
You've been giving away a lot of cash.
I have. And yesterday, Jesse hit tennis balls at me. And today...
We don't have time for that.
Okay.
We've got cash to give away. Katie.
Hi. How are we?
Yeah,
good.
Do you want us to serve up some cash to you, Katie?
Yes, please.
How much? What do you need it for? How much?
Okay, so I need about $600 because, and I know this is about to make great radio talking about tax, but I have a tax debt.
Mm. Okay, why didn't you pay enough tax?
Oh, no, okay, so I'm a small business owner, so it's taken this long to get my tax even done from
last year,
unfortunately.
What's your business,
Katie? I'm a dog groomer. I own a dog grooming salon.
Oh, you do like dogs.
Yeah, can you steer one for me?
I have plenty, yes, absolutely. It'll cost you $600, though.
Okay. Stay on the line, Katie. G'day, Narelle.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you want us to serve up some cash to you, Narelle?
I would love that. Thanks so much.
What do you need it for? How much?
Kangaroos don't pay out, unfortunately. So I hit one on Tuesday morning on the school run. So the excess to the hire car is bill has been received.
Do you know, Narelle, my parents hit a kangaroo when we were younger. The damage it did to the car was extraordinary.
Yes. Do you not remember that story?
Yeah, it was a big impact, that's for sure.
Is everyone okay?
I would say we are, and it's just a car, but like having kids in the car at the time probably wasn't ideal either. But, look, it's part of being living in the rural part of our country. But, it was...
What were you going to say, Tommy?
It had to happen.
Do you remember the story I told you about the guy, and once he got his car fixed, he turned on the air conditioning for the first time and fluff came through. I know, hectic. Narelle, how much money do you need ideally?
$1,000, if that's at all possible.
Okay, good on you. Stay on the line. G'day, Alyssa.
Hello, how are you?
You know the deal. What do you want and why do you want it?
So I'm looking for $600 to hire a mechanical bull.
Alyssa, I don't even know why, but you can have it. There's the $600. That's yours.
Thank you.
You've got to send us a vision of you on the bull, though. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, I'm inviting a heap of mums. We're going to have some wine and just have a hoedown.
That sounds like an event I've been at before. G'day. Let's go back to Katie.
It's going to be a tricky one for you. Going to be very tax debt, or you're going to do the car damage or both.
Katie, obviously a small business. Is part of that is staying on top of your bookkeeping. And
oh my God, don't do that.
What do you mean? I just mean like.
You don't even pay your stuff when it's due. Why are we going with Katie?
I do. Yes, I do. Thank
only because
you
your mum reminds you.
No, my accountant reminds me. Thank you very much.
Katie maybe doesn't have a team of people working for her. She's working for herself.
Well, Katie needs to make her
just
business
me.
Bigger. Okay. Narelle, you can have your here's what I'm going to do. Katie.
You can send one through to the main day where they have to hit us with balls.
Yes.
And as many Velcro to us as the person can win up to $5,000.
Katie, you can have $605. That's your tax and have a coffee.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Now, Narelle, because we only have a certain amount of cash, we do have a great day where you can come and smash tennis balls at us and win $5,000. Would you be interested in attending?
Absolutely. Why not? Let's give it a crack.
Okay. Well, then that'll be your win for today. We'll see you there.
Wow. Fantastic. Thank you.
Ripper. At play.tennis.com.au, it's never been easier to rally up a hit. You can find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries. And if you would like to enter, carrieandtommy.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because, as you know, Operation Jill Gets Jacked starts this week.
What does that mean? What does Jill Gets Jacked mean?
It means my fitness regime is in full force.
But where does Jill get Jill?
Jill's getting robbed.
Yeah. Is it a play on Jack and Jill?
It's a play on Jake Gyllenhaal getting jacked because he's muscly. And that's the photo I've got above my bed now.
Tommy gets lit, Tool.
Oh.
No, because I want to get big.
Oh. No, but lit.
I want to get littler.
No, lit.
Lit.
Tommy gets lit.
Oh, that's good. We need to have this meeting before the
anyway,
show, don't we?
You're trying to get fit.
Yes, I'm trying to stop eating kebabs and stop vaping and trying to look like Jake Gyllenhaal, who's just released.
Absolutely ripped at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. He is.
42 years old and full of muscle.
What would it feel like to have that body up against you, do you reckon?
I reckon it'd all be a bit too hard.
Do you?
Which isn't usually a problem, but in his case, I think it could be a lot.
Not usually a common complaint.
I just think it's all, there's not, it's just a bit hard.
You want a bit of cushion for the pushing.
I think so.
Mm.
Is that right, Pip? Would you agree, Pip?
No.
Bring it on, with it hard. Baby. Yep.
Well, as such, I've been back at the gym. And do you ever get bored at the gym?
All the time.
Same here.
Yeah.
I don't think they do enough.
I tell my trainer sometimes I'm bored.
Do you? I'm not even getting training, but I'm getting bored just there.
But don't you just go to the gym with Johnny and talk?
Yeah, but I haven't been going because he's not on the Jill Gets Jacked train yet. Even though I said Jake Gyllenhaal is halfway between our age, Johnny and I. So I feel like it's attainable for his geriatric frame as well as it is for mine, right? But he's instead just napping a lot, Johnny.
Right.
So I'm going to the gym by myself and it's so boring. And I just think there is a chance to make gyms more entertaining. For example, you know how people love moonlight cinema. They love drive-in cinema. They just love cinema. So what about because...
A cinema. So you just watch movies while you're on the treadmill.
So they have a like movie screen. One wall of the gym is just a movie screen.
That's a great idea, like the TVs.
And they put out a program like they do, you know. And for instance,
you follow
classes,
your program, then you do your biceps and you do your tries and stuff while watching a movie.
Sorry, I mean, they put out a program of what movies are on for the week.
And you sorry, go, I'm more oh interested God. In what you're doing at the gym. You're talking about the movie.
Dumb and Dumber is on from midday to 1:30.
Yep.
I'll go and work out for an hour and a half.
There's just going to a whole lot of guys go, hey, what are you benching? Oh.
That's the gym. What do you mean? do you like it?
I do like it.
Okay.
But I just don't know why you can't do that already now.
What do you mean?
Well, when you go on a treadmill, don't you have a little screen and you can pick what you watch?
I mean, I don't go on the treadmill.
No, you see that, yeah.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy are about to go with confidence out the studio door and into their cars. And on the way home, they'll probably pass one of the 160 locally or family-owned and operated Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto stores across Australia, which means there's one right around the corner. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Bye.